You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. You're listening to our radio broadcast ministry, Kingdom Sounds, where we are releasing the sounds of the kingdom. Amen. And that's a job, because you got to spend time before the Lord. You can't go and a lot of times, you know, we can get in the posture, preachers of preaching our favorite message, preaching what we think sounds good and what'll, you know, move the emotions of the people. But it's time out for that crap. It's time to begin to release and to say what God is saying and release what God is saying from the third heaven. Amen. Not what the first heaven is saying, not what the second heaven is saying. You know, you get a lot of things that the first and second heaven are saying, and guess what? It confuses God's people, and God's people are walking around saying what they're saying instead of saying what God is saying. When you begin to say what God is saying, you're speaking life and spirit. Okay, all right. Your words are alive. They cause things to happen. They mess things up in the first and second realm. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so, anyways, without any further delay, I got Bishop Carter. Somebody say, he's back. You know, praise God. I almost want to sing that song, you know, that TV show that used to come on and about the Carter, the teacher. Yeah.
Welcome back,
Carter. But, you know, I almost want to sing that song. But yes. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to stay in my lane. That's not my calling. How you doing, man?
Quickly. Wonderful.
Thank God for my beautiful wife, Pastor Teresa Robinson, of 33 plus years. I better get that number right.
Go ahead. And I appreciate God for my lovely bride, Apostle Celeste. Appreciate God for you, woman of God. This is just, again, once again, it's always amazing to just be able to come and to fellowship with you and to have this time. Two of the things that we're talking about today is just repentance. Repentance, which ushers you into a deeper level of relationship with God. And we're looking at the church as a whole, because one thing that we have to understand, we're looking outside of the church, but judgment will begin at the house of God. So we can't look out there. We can't talk about next year's presidential election, because that election shouldn't interfere with our prayer.
Yeah.
That election shouldn't interfere with what we're doing as disciples of Christ. And sometimes we lose focus because God doesn't want us, nor does he need us to know everything. He just needs us to know the things that he needs us to know, but we often miss because we're not connected and we don't have relationship. And when we look at John 15, he tells us, hey, I am the vine and you are the branches. And one of the things that we need to let people know, he's like, apart from me, you can do nothing. But that addresses relationship. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes when we pray, we forget that Jesus speaking, we forget that there's seven verses of scripture there, and we go down and we do the B part of verse number seven, and we talk about, and whatever I ask, you told me, God, it'll be done. And so we focus on, we forget all of the preceding verses leading up to, and we pray in one vein. And you can hear, oftentimes you will hear a person's heart or lack of God's heart when you listen to a person pray. A person's prayer will reveal, because that's good. Are you praying for, or are you praying to?
That's good.
And what we have to understand is that you can pray for people, but I've heard people pray some crazy stuff too. Some saved people pray some crazy stuff too. Are you praying? Listen, and they honestly, earnestly believe that it's the Spirit of God compelling them. Uh-huh. But that all comes with relationship. I know certain things about my wife now that I didn't know back then.
Yeah.
But that's based on time spent.
Yeah.
And the enemy will try to, because there's one thing that you can't get back, time.
Yeah,
that's right. Once it's gone, it's gone. So what he wants us to do is he wants us to spend time spinning our wheels, because we'll spend time trying to figure out what God already has the answer to.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is acknowledge him in prayer, and he can provide us with whatever answer we need. But one of the greatest messages that we have to get back to in the body of Christ is we have to let sinners know they're sinning.
Yeah.
We can't be afraid or ashamed to let people know, hey, you're in sin, and if you get caught, you're judging me. No, my brother, my sister.
Yeah.
My heart is not to judge anyone. But what has happened is that we've silenced what God is saying for the sake of butts in the seats.
We've silenced, Chronicles? Is it 7:14? I can't remember.
Yes.
If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's talking to a nation of people. In other words, you see that, let me say this here, sin not only affects you, but it affects the nation.
Come on.
It affects your household.
Come on.
We have the ability in the body of Christ. You know, when Daniel would pray, Daniel was praying and interceding for the nation. But one of the things that he was doing, he was repenting for the sins of the nation.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. For a while now, one of the things that I have been doing, me and my wife, we've been praying and interceding, asking God to forgive the sins of this nation.
Come on.
And forgive the sins, for we have sinned against you and come short of your glory. There has to be repentance. We in the body of Christ, you know, when we start repenting, apparently it worked out, because as Daniel would repent for the nation, they acknowledge the sins of the fathers and the forefathers.
Yes.
It, guess what? It caused them to be released from bondage. Mm-hmm. So it was the reaction from the action of praying. And so we need to understand that, guess what? You know, sometimes we're looking to people. But we need to repent. We need to close doors over this nation. We need to close doors against witchcraft. Yes, yes. I said it.
Yes.
I said it. Witchcraft is control. We see a lot of it. A lot of elites are into witchcraft. They're into, as a matter of fact, somebody just had a posted something, and they said, this is the person, and she was a witch. This is the witch that prays over the music that y'all listen to. Come on. Why? Because they understand that, guess what? You know, it's about control. Witchcraft, sometimes we think we have our, what we think about witchcraft, but it's really to control you, to bring you under their control. And so there's a lot of times that I'm discerning witchcraft, and I'm praying and asking God to forgive this nation. Why? Because we get back to what you were talking about earlier. Doors got to be closed. When the enemy has access to this nation, he can do what he want to do, and we are allowing it. You know, the Bible says whatsoever we bind on earth, God will bind it in heaven, and whatsoever we loose, well, guess what? You there's a version of the Bible that says whatsoever we allow on the earth, we are allowing this mess. Why? Because we won't repent. We have gotten caught up with the world system. Come on. And sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the people of God and the world. Oh, glory to God. And we are not repenting for the sins of this nation. Yes, we repent for ourselves, repent for the sins of the church, but we also need to be repenting for the sins and asking God to create in this nation clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. I hope somebody's hearing me, and that you will begin to repent for the sins of this nation. Why you think children are dying in the street? Why you think they're to the point now where they're talking about abortion, or they're doing abortions outside of the womb? You got 30 days to make up your mind. Come on. This is sin. And one of the things that, and I got to say this real quick. When who was it? Baal and Baal Peor, the king of Moab. He hired the prophet to come and to curse Israel. He was a double agent prophet. But let me show you something. God would not allow him to curse the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. But what he did do, the Bible says that he influenced. He says, okay, I can't curse them. I'm paraphrasing it for you, but he said, let me show you how to get them to sin so that God will judge them. You're dealing with a government. Come on. It's a picture of what's going on in this nation. You're dealing with a government that's influencing the people to sin. Why? Because guess what? They want to bring judgment. The devil wants to bring judgment upon this nation by promoting sin. Every time you look around, they're promoting sin. When you got a government that promotes sin, the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is its reproach. And so we got to repent. We got to repent for these decisions that are being made. I'm glad you brought this here up, because guess what? We want a brand new start in 2024. Yes, and but in 2024, we got to shut some doors. I know they talking about doors being open, but you got to shut some doors in this in 2024. Go ahead, man of God.
Because as the truth be told, you can proclaim more to be done in 2024 till the cows come home, but that's based on relationships.
Yes,
you can't be disconnected from God and then expect more from God. And
that's right.
And then we went through this phase where more is less. Less is more. And so we thought that we really believed that message, because, you know, we were going to the store and we were buying less of what we used to get for more money. The cans were smaller. And they convinced us that we convinced ourselves that less is more with God. So we spent less time. We spent less time in the Word. We spent less time worshiping. But that was not the result that we wanted, because you can't do less with God and expect more. When you do more, He gives. Those who know God will be strong and do exploits. So when we get to that place to where we're connected enough that we're willing to obey, because obedience is better than sacrifice, we have to understand, Bishop, but I thought the sins of the father are no. Yes, the judgment is no longer rained on the children. But do you not know that some of the sin our children see, they repeat?
That's right.
They repeat what they see. And even when you go back and you look at, you know, God being God, I love God for his mercy. But when we look at Achan in a battle that the children of Israel should have won against Ai, we are struggling in battles we should win. Why? Because we won't check what's under the tent.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
We got stuff that we know we should have repented of. We got stuff that we know we need to repent about. We got places that we know we shouldn't go anymore. We got people that we know we should be cutting off. We got things that we know we should be doing that God is requiring us to do that we're not doing for fear of we might lose people.
You preaching.
We might.
You know, I've come to find out, and I know that you same thing with you. Mm-hmm. You've been living this life a long time. So I'll say we've come to find out that God is with us, but he's not with us in everything we do.
Come on.
Let me say that again. So, mm-hmm. A voice started.
Yes.
God is with us, but he's not with us in everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. God was with Israel, but he wasn't with them in that battle.
Come on.
He wasn't with them in that battle because guess what? There was sin in the camp.
Yes.
And so the sin had to be dealt with. God is with the body of Christ. Come on. But we got to repent. But he's not with us. And sometimes we're wondering, why are these doors being shut? Why are we still going backwards? Well, why aren't we repenting?
Yes.
Why aren't we acknowledging our sin? Mm-hmm. You know, when I look in the Bible, God shows us the power that we will. You got one man, Elijah, who was able to control the kingdom from his prayer chamber. Okay, he was able to call the shots. Come on, don't go there. Don't do this. Don't do that, because the Syrian king is coming this way. If one man can sit there and call these type of shots and control the atmosphere and the environment of what was going on in the kingdom, what about us? All of us, Holy Ghost filled. See, because the Spirit of God will come upon them, but we're supposed to be Holy Ghost filled. My God, the Spirit of God on the inside of us. You mean to tell me the Spirit of God ain't telling you to intercede and to pray and to repent for this nation? My God. Go ahead, man. God, I don't want to be too long.
That is good, because, again, when we look at his will being done in heaven and in earth as it is in heaven, we got to realize that it starts there.
Yeah.
It starts with a connection, with man having a connection to pray that the will of the Father. It's revealed from heaven.
That's right.
Someone prays in earth, and we're able to be able to see the manifestation. What our expectation is that God is just going to ride down on a cloud. No, God still has order.
Yeah.
He still has an order in which he does things, and God respects that order. He says, without faith, it's impossible. Why are you praying if you don't believe he's going to do what you're praying for? It's like you have to have that relationship enough to know that, God, I'm praying because I believe you're going to manifest. I hear what you're saying there, but I believe enough that what you're saying there is going to manifest here. And sometimes, like in the season that we're in, God is stretching us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's stretching us to a place to where resources aren't there. But he's saying, I want you to do that thing.
And we want God to override his word. You said resources weren't there. We want God to override his word, but God is not going to override his word to rescue you. God is, you know, God needs you to say, I repent, because God holds himself to his word.
Yes. And that's all day. That's all day, every day. The prayer that he wants to hear from a sinner is the prayer of repentance. And again, let me tell you something. When you're not sure, Pastor Thomas, there have been times when I wasn't sure and I repented.
Yeah.
Because, again, it was questionable. There's that gray area. But is it really? Let me go ahead. Let me go ahead. It don't even make sense for me to spend all of this time going back and forth on whether or not it is, when I could just clean it up and be done with it. Yeah. But we have to, in this season, posture ourselves, like you're saying, in a position of praying and interceding. We have authority to intercede for this nation. Some of us are looking at things that are beyond our control. We have to realize that God is in control and he's greater. And when we pray to our Father, he's not just a Father who hears. God is Father who responds when we are praying. But we have to be connected enough to pray in alignment with what the Spirit of God is saying. You know, there are no shortcuts in God. People want to teach you shortcuts. People want to teach you how to prophesy. If you're not a prophet, listen, you can flow in the gifts, but even then you want to be connected, because there's a lot of people out there prophesying stuff without relationship and connection to God. There's a lot of people out there who are now preaching messages that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. But because the people of God don't have enough relationship to discern, people will sit up under what's relatable versus their soul being so valuable to them that they'll say, I can't sit up under this foolishness. I got to go. But now is that time when the line is drawn in the sand, and it's pretty much like, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. You don't have, we don't have time to play with the most valuable commodity, our soul. We need to be serious about our soul. And when we're in spaces where we know we aren't getting the word of God, we need to move to, I know your friends, I know your family, I know your cousins, I know everybody go to that spot. I know they have good after church events. I know they do all of that stuff. But again, your soul is of greater value than the Sunday evening hookup with everybody come to church and y'all have a good fellowship. Yeah. One thing that we forget is the greatest fellowship as a body of believers that we need to have is not fellowship with one another where we just hang out. It's fellowship in the word.
Yeah.
It's fellowship in the word.
You that's powerful, because you were just talking about shortcuts. Mm-hmm. Shortcuts. You know, let me say this up. Why are we afraid to become Superman?
Okay, that's good.
Moses would go and spend time with God on the mountain of Sinai. And when Moses would come down, Moses would be lit up. Come on. What was on God began to rub off on him.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, he would come down. And so when the people saw him, they saw Superman. They saw a man. They saw the supernatural on a man.
Wow.
Why are we afraid to become Superman? Oh, glory. Okay. All right. I ain't even going there. I'm going to leave that alone. See, you impressed by Kenneth Clark or whatever his name is, and got the red and the blue uniform on and the cape flying and stuff like this here. Why are you afraid to get light on you? Why are you afraid to get anointed, empowered by sitting? And he told Mary, you have chosen the good thing. Come on.
Ooh,
because
she was
willing to sit at the feet of Jesus, because they represent two types of churches. You got one church that's willing to work and stuff. They ain't worried about getting anointed. They ain't worried about getting in power. They ain't worried about getting knowledge. Come on. They just want to work. And then they want to run. They want to run past interference. Jesus, hold your sermon up. Stop 1 second and tell this woman to help me out in this here kitchen here. No, Jesus said you're careful, and that's the problem with us. We're full of cares. Come on, that we can't even sit in the presence of God and find and have an ear for what God is saying. And so, stop being afraid to become Superman, Superwoman. Come on, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Oh my Lord, my God. That, you know what? I don't even know what to say. I'm really at a loss for words. But Apostle Thomas, you said that what we become, what we have the capacity to become. Sometimes we get up from our time with God so soon because he has not spoken that we miss what we are to become. God doesn't start speaking to Moses right away. They don't just sit there and have an exchange. Moses has to just sit in the presence and wait.
A long time.
And wait and not move. What happens with us, because we become such a busybody church and a busybody people, God, I got 10 minutes. I'm going to give you 10 minutes, Lord. And in 10 minutes, I'm going to talk for 9, and then I'm going to give you 1 to say what you need to say. We no longer, Moses sits in the presence of the Lord when God ain't saying nothing.
He stayed up there for so long, they thought he had done died up there. Go ahead, man.
He sat in the presence because, God, if you are God enough to call me here, you may not speak as soon as I get there, but if you called me here, there's something that you want to say. God will specify times for us to go in prayer, and we'll find ways to get there, but if he ain't done nothing in the time frame in which we've allotted, there is a, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. We talk about strength. Their strength when we come into his presence and we're just willing to sit and wait.
My God, because that's a part of prayer, and it's a part of your victory. The children of Israel had gotten lost 40,000 men total to the tribe of Benjamin, mm-hmm. who were in sin. Come on. And them sinful folks are whooping the people of God, but come on. And the Bible says that they went and they sat before God. They prayed to God. They gave offerings to God. Come on. And let me say this here. They came together as one.
Yes.
Sometimes the Bible, when the enemy looks at us, he sees us as a whole bunch of individuals and not one. Come on. Sometimes we need to add something to our prayers. They just didn't pray. Come on, but they gave offerings unto the Lord. Sometimes we're not even fasting. Oh yeah, the Bible says they fasted. You know, how many times does the Bible have, we got to hear preachers preach about fasting and praying and you not do it? You just say, well, I've been praying. You've been praying for 30 years. Add something to your prayers. Give. Oh, glory to God. All right. I don't even want to go there. Sometimes when you're saying, I repent, you need to sow a peace offering.
Yes.
Okay, all right. You need to sow a peace offering. I ain't trying to take you back into the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. But sometimes you got to, there's some things, but sometimes we got to get God's attention. You know, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't even going all into that. But anyway, how much time we got left? 3 minutes? All right, man of God, give us some information about yourself and about
God.
Because we spend so much time talking about a first fruit offering. No, sometimes people need to sow peace offering. You need to repent and then sow a peace offering. I'm going to leave that
alone. And he loves it when you bring it cheerfully, too. So, Rivers of Living Water Ministry, Sanford. Sanford, we appreciate God. 730 Upsala Road on Sundays at 9 o'clock. And we are in Brevard County in Cocoa on Saturday mornings. Saturday school begins at 9, 215 Oak Street.
Amen. And let me say this, not that your peace offerings shut the doors, because repentance shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. But one of the things that they did is that they repented, but then they sold peace offerings. Come on. I ain't even going into that. I'm just going to say, But anyways, we thank God for the bishop being here. I almost feel like he ain't giving enough information, because y'all need to find out where he is, because this man of God is an awesome preacher of the gospel. Him and his wife, they bring the fire. They don't have stuff. All right, this is Thomas Robinson. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. 2 minutes. Oh, glory to God. Man of God, lead the people through a prayer of repentance. Oh, glory to God.
Great and mighty God, we just give unto you all glory, honor, and praise. We acknowledge you as Lord, and we pray on this day that you would be God who directs our paths, directs us in the way that you would have us to go. Father God, touch each and every one of our hearts. If you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Let there be a drawing on this day where men, women, boys, and girls will come out of darkness and be drawn into the marvelous light of the Lord, the Savior, the King, the Redeemer. Father, I appreciate you on this day for ears that are wide open, hearts that are receptive, eyes that see you high and lifted up, Father God. And we thank you that this day is a turning point, God, that your people choose you, Father God, that we choose you over all the things in this world that we can choose, Father. We make a conscious decision on today to choose you. Now, great and mighty God, we pray that you would come in and sup with us, Father God. Cause us to sit at your table and feast with you, O King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we thank you and we appreciate you that every nation and every tongue, Father God, comes into a greater knowledge of you. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that you would restore your people and give them a revelation of who you are and whose they are, God. And in everything that you do, we will not cease to give unto you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. How much time I got? Amen. And Father, let me add on to that. Yes. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation. Hallelujah. For we have sinned as a nation. Our fathers have sinned. Oh, glory to God. The church has sinned. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Forgive us and have mercy upon us. Have mercy. Sometimes when we've sinned, oh, glory to God, we need to cry out for God's mercy. Have mercy upon this nation. Have mercy upon the United States of America. Have mercy, oh, glory to God, upon the church, the body of Christ, our children that are dying in the streets. Oh, glory to God. We repent for the sins of this nation. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise God and amen. All right, we love you. We love you. Be blessed. Have a blessed week.
Well,
God bless you.
I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.